Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at timcast.com. And we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at timcast.com. Now, enjoy the show. So the last time Jack was here, we were summoning demons.
We were not summoning demons.
We were summoning demons.
Tim was summoning demons.
I was summoning demons. Yeah. So there's this AI thing, and Jack was like, if you keep refreshing the AI feed, eventually the demons start peeking in. And I'm
well,
like,
because it's a portal, right? It's not about? AI itself is not demonic, but it can be used as a portal for these entities. And on this website, which was a, so it's a GAN, a generated image, and maybe every 25th time you would click refresh,
and there would be like this weird half face peeking in, right, with this crazy eye.
It was a weird thing with
and
the
eyes were always the same,
and like so flesh weird creatures, like just weird combinations of flesh that actually you can't even comprehend it, right? It's very Lovecraftian, eldritch. Yeah.
Do you know about like the where does Cthulhu come from? They come from like the void, right? Like the space between
the great
realms.
Old ones.
The great old ones?
Yeah.
There's like one of the stories that, or this idea that between realities.
Well, they're in space. They're like in far off space.
So there's one idea that between reality, right? So there's a universe and then there's a parallel universe, but in between that space is just like demons and entities trapped, unable to interact, and they were peeking in.
Yes.
Okay, well, speaking of that, here's the real story. Yes, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox drink each other's blood, but it's for ritual purposes only.
Oh, that makes it totally fine.
Yeah, well, fuck me. celebrities are weird as shit.
Yep.
Do you have the actual video of her talking about this? Because she's so nonchalant when she says it. She's like, look, it's only a couple of drops and guys. It's not like some Game of Thrones thing. We only do it for ritual purposes. That's the quote.
I asked before the show, and I'll ask it again. At what point is it not cannibalism? Like, how much blood can you drink before you become a cannibal? You in general, Cheryl. How much can you handle?
Well, I'm wondering about the notion that we've all heard. You going to play that?
Is this it?
Oh, yeah, we can look at it.
I'm also 4 years older than him, so I think I made him. My thoughts and intentions grew him into the person that he is. Who knows what he would have looked like or been like if it wasn't for me. I guess drank each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason, and it is controlled where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul, let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened.
Yo, these people are fucking crazy.
They get so rich and then they become
so
fucking psychotic.
So in satanic practices, for this is long held, that there's this idea of the black mass. And the black mass is a perversion of the traditional mass itself. And so, of course, anyone with even a passing knowledge of, you know, the mass knows that the sharing of the body and blood of Christ, which is a remembrance of the Last Supper, is of course the major point of the ceremony, of the sacrifice every week. So the perversion of that has always been part of the black mass. Of course, evil can never create, evil can only corrupt. And so the perversion of that is not drinking the blood of Christ, but drinking the blood of man, drinking that, like, man becomes God. So this is a typical, say, I'm not saying that what she's doing is satanic. Certainly sounds like it to me, that it lines up with the idea of the black mass and the drinking the blood of your fellow man.
Either way, what fucking ritual are they doing?
So I interviewed a Hollywood director. I interviewed several I couldn't use on TV. One of them did an interview who say this sort of thing is exceedingly more common than one would like to imagine in Hollywood.
And why? Why is that?
A bunch of freaks. You know, he said there's a lot of child exploitation. He says, in his view, parents sell their children, and the children are used for all kinds of purposes. Then we go into the, he claims, satanic rituals.
Stars, right?
Yes, but yeah. He says there's actually basically a cash transaction almost, where the parents understand the children are going to be sexually abused and used in many cases by the people who are going to make them a star. The parents accept the trade-off. And then there's the whole rumor about the drinking of children's blood, and that mixes in with, to make you younger, there is a market for that. And let me read you some of these studies that are published in scientific journals. Aged mice repeatedly injected with plasma from young mice. Another one. Young blood renews old mice. Mouse experiments hint at fountain of youth in young blood. PBS. I mean, there's a lot of innuendo that the blood of younger people, I know that's not exactly what they're talking about there, but this all bleeds into these weird practices.
What you're saying about exploitation.
We got you real quick.
This is Brian Singer.
It's from the BBC. The super rich are injecting blood from teenagers to gain immortality. This is the BBC reporting this. It's from 2017. No. It's not a conspiracy theory.
BBC.co.uk.
All right. There you go. That's it. We've known about this. Rich people hire young people who will work out at gyms and eat healthy, and they'll do a blood transfusion. So the rich old people get healthy, clean, young blood.
And so what do you think is the, you know, black market for stuff like that? It's blood sold from foreign countries, from supposedly youthful people that you don't know who they are, but even babies and children supposedly in South America.
Not only that, but when you're talking Europe, a lot of this is in the Black Sea. So countries like Bulgaria, Romania, and of course, Ukraine. Mm-hmm.
There's also the Uyghur Muslims, where they harvest the organs because it's what, halal, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So they can give to wealthy Middle Easterners who need transplants but need to make sure the transplant is halal.
That's right.
I'm into magic, but blood magic is kind of a thing. Like this black magic.
You don't do that.
No, blood magic is never something I got into.
Don't do blood magic.
Even black magic.
Don't do any black
magic. I'm open to because
don't do that.
In order to understand
what's black magic.
Black magic is hurting yourself and everything around you.
Mm. Yep, don't do that.
It's untargeted. It's if you curse someone, it's going to curse everybody with black magic. So you got to be careful with it. Blood magic though is like this. What we're looking at, where they like for ritual purposes, they empower each other with blood. I have not dabbled in that. It looks super dangerous to get addicted to human blood.
I think they're just crazy people. I don't think they have magic powers or anything. I think Hollywood is full of a bunch of crackpot psychopaths who are like cutting themselves in the chest with glass and going, take my soul.
But when you combine that with what Cheryl's saying, that like I don't get the idea that what like listen to Megyn Kelly's words here. Excuse me, not Megyn Kelly. Jeez. Gosh, I don't know why I just said that. Megan Fox. Apologies. No, seriously, apologies for saying that. That in her statement, right, she's talking about it as if it's some ritual that the interviewer should already know about.
Right.
Right? So she's making it, so to her, in whatever bubble, and we know these people at that level live in this incredible bubble of a world, that it is something
so
that's
common.
Accepted and it's common.
And assume she's dialed it back a little bit for public consumption.
Right,
so
right,
it's
right,
probably
exactly.
More than that.
She's like a couple drops here and there, but he's the guy that'll cut his chest open with glass and
right, so my
tell
question
me to suck
is,
it.
My question is, who is the person that taught them this ritual? Where exactly did they go
they
to learn
somewhere.
About this ritual? Where did this ritual?
The internet?
I don't feel like she... I don't even feel like this is something that she's going on the internet and looking up. I think they went somewhere... And I think someone taught them this ritual.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
So Abramovich, doesn't she do spirit cooking where they splatter
spirit
blood
spirit
all
cooking,
over themselves?
Yeah.
I think it's funny that right now they're dragging Mike Cernovich, calling him the Pizzagate guy, because Elon Musk responded to
him. Yeah, they're going after
and
Mike
I'm like,
pretty hard.
Mike Cernovich exposed Epstein. Like, you know, whatever you want to accuse him of doing, here's a guy who actually investigated ultra-wealthy pedophiles and actually exposed them.
Yeah.
And I think he and his reporter from Miami are responsible for Ghislaine Maxwell's prosecution.
I believe so, yeah.
Ultimately.
So it's funny when they're like, he's the Pizzagate guy. And I'm like, you know, if you come to me and tell me that Mike Cernovich is some crazy Pizzagate guy and he's the guy who helped expose Epstein, I'm more inclined to believe something about Pizzagate, right?
Yeah, right. I was going to say
that was the thing they said, that like they were saying after Epstein, that certainly aged a lot better than Russiagate.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Were you going to say, Lid?
We talked about this earlier on Pop Culture Crisis, which is one of our other shows. We talked about the Megan Fox, not Kelly, the Megan Fox thing.
Mea culpa. Seriously.
Love her.
I noticed that she never mentioned what this ritual was. She's like, we only do it for ritual purposes.
Yeah, sure. If you're a professional, you know, interviewer. If somebody mentions that in an interview with you, you know, would you, I don't know, do a little thing that people used to call following up?
Like, tell me about this ritual. Yeah, right. What the fuck? Well, so I did with this Hollywood director that I spoke to, who went on camera and said a lot of these things I couldn't fit in the story, all of it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. He said there are parties that are held in Los Angeles and California at beautiful venues. And I can't remember the ones he named. He named some of them. Exclusive large parties.
It was Timothy Leary.
Well, Timothy Leary was more LSD and, right? This is more.
But he was like the Hollywood guru of this stuff.
Maybe.
In, I think, the 60s.
But now they're talking about blood rituals, strange, you know, satanic type things, a lot of sketchy, and he thought not just illegal, but, you know, bad criminal stuff. I'm not just talking about drugs going on. And he said he was uncomfortable. You know, he would get invited to some of these things, and he named names I couldn't use on TV because I couldn't really even verify or find a way I could use them. But he went to the house of famous people whose names you would know. And they had false doors, he said, in their homes and wanted to show him what was in there. And one of them said to him, he said, this is where we keep the children.
Whoa.
And he said he wouldn't go in there. And he severed a friendship, a sort of a professional relationship with a couple that this happened to. So there's all kinds of.
The director of the X-Men, Bryan Singer.
Yeah.
Right? For years. And he could directed pretty much all of the original X-Men movies in the series, most of the movies in the series, if I remember correctly. He was doing stuff like this for years. Accusation after accusation after accusation, and it wasn't just tweets like James Gunn, actual people coming forward about him, and he still kept getting work because there were all of these stories out there. It was this huge open secret, and finally, it's come down on him to the point where I don't believe he's been prosecuted yet, but he's at least basically, you know, canceled from Hollywood over issues like this. We completely taken down. I think it was The Atlantic that finally ran the piece that did it. And you're talking about a guy who was running at which, you know, prior to the Avengers, the X-Men was probably one of the biggest superhero franchise movies in the country, right? And they all knew. That's my point, is he wasn't hiding it. He was flaunting it.
Everybody knew about Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Spacey, Harvey. Yep. Yeah.
So this director said, when all that came out about the abuse of women in Hollywood, he said to his friends, and even a famous actress said to him, what about the children, meaning the exploitation of the children in Hollywood, that worse, as bad or worse things are happening, and that needs to be exposed too. And that they weren't willing to do this, these big names in Hollywood that know of it, that wondered if this was the time to speak out about it during the Weinstein expose, and chose not to. But he said this is he's one of many voices saying this is a huge issue,
Corey Feldman, very vocal. I mean, he went through it firsthand. He was abused as a kid. I think it maybe I don't want to say names.
Him.
Corey Haim.
Right?
Yeah. Corey Haim ended up killing himself, I think. Or was it a drug overdose or something? Oh, and Feldman now, I mean, he'd be a great guest to go talk about this. He's the guy. I mean, he was there on the ground facing it.
Well, then there was that actor. I just looked up his name. Couldn't remember it. Isaac Cappy. He was in one of those superhero movies. Maybe he's a character actor. And he made some videos online a couple years ago that named names of all kinds of child, alleged child abuse and pedophilia in Hollywood. And he said, as he was making a live stream and people were saying, are you afraid for your safety? He was saying things like, hey, famous actor, and he would use the name, sue me if you say I'm not telling the truth.
Let's go.
Sue me. Let's have discovery. Of course, they didn't. And then they said, are you afraid for your life? And he said, I am, but someone's got to speak to it. The children are being abused. And he said something like, I am fearful, but I will be fine. He then dies of suicide within a couple of months, jumping off of an overpass. And he had said something in one of his rants that he would not commit suicide, that he was not suicidal, and then died by suicide, you know, a couple months later. This was in 2019.
So this is like one of those ones where people always get on me because I'm like, I think I'm the one guy, and I went on with Michael Malice and debated him. Not debated, but at least defended myself, where I'm like the one person that actually does believe that Epstein committed suicide.
Yo, this is crazy.
I don't think there's any evidence that he didn't.
Feldman accused that Charlie Sheen had raped him when he was 13. Oof. On the film set of Lucas. The claim was corroborated by his ex-wife, Susie Feldman, and Lost Boys co-star, Jameson Newlander. Sheen denied it.
Now, Lost Boys, that's one of the sets that's really, really spoken of in these terms of just having a lot of issues on that set.
How about blood magic? The whole movie is about blood magic.
Well, the whole movie is about blood magic, yeah. Northman, by the way, gets into a lot of what we would consider pagan or occult rituals. You see, if you watch that new, you know, the movie's out right now, The Northman, yeah. I would say probably half a dozen, scenes of blood magic and rituals are depicted even from the point of view of the participant in the ritual. One is with a child, one is with human sacrifice, one is prior to a berserker attack on a village in, I guess what would be Russia now today, they call it the Land of the Rus. But prior to that, it actually shows blood magic, the people essentially turning themselves into beasts, then attacking the village, and they slaughter this village. They kill all the children. They show it. They kill all the children. They're killing all the men. Wow. They're taking all the women, screams. It's hard to watch. It's very hard to watch. And actually shows Alexander Skarsgård is the main character, and he's just with his teeth biting into the flesh of one of the villagers at one point and like tearing it out.
Yeah, talk about magic, and it's kind of, I'm joking, but serious, like the magnetics involved with real life, like life and blood magic being like the iron in blood. There's red blood cells and contain iron, which causes a magnetic field.
That's right.
So like consuming that might actually empower someone's magnetic capabilities.
They're rebooting The Lost Boys.
Oh.
I was just reading about it.
Wow. Again?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
There was a planned sequel called "The Lost Girls" that never.
Is that the Stranger shocking. Things kid or no?
Like I don't think so.
Right, no, Gavin or no. That guy.
No. Yo, Hollywood is some sick shit, man. Fuck.
I got this Isaac Cappy article from People Magazine. Actor Isaac Cappy dead after he quote forced himself off end quote a bridge, forced himself off a bridge and was hit by a car. How can you force yourself off of a bridge?
Remember that guy who was investigating the CIA and then he died by suicide with two gunshots to the back of his head?
So crazy.
Oh, I thought you meant the journalist who ran his car
into the... I thought you were
saying
Michael Hastings.
Yeah, Michael Hastings.
Oh, that was Hastings that went 90 miles an hour?
There was a journalist in the 90s who was reporting on like CIA crack and stuff.
Oh, yes. And two bullets.
Two bullets to the head, suicide. They were like, he died by suicide with two bullets to the back of the head.
Well done, you.
And don't you forget. That's like just a flex. Like, we'll kill you. Call it a suicide, even though everyone knows it's not, and you will do nothing about it.
Get away with
it. Is there just a dark underbelly of child trafficking on Earth, and that's the way
it's... Well,
this is the concern with the border crisis, too.
This is Epstein. Yeah. It's the border. Ukraine is a center for human trafficking. Yeah. Prior to this year, everybody spoke of Ukraine as being a center of human trafficking. Now it's this, like, shining democracy. Right? You know, but prior to that, that whole Black Sea region, right? It's not just Ukraine. It's that whole area. Russia as well, by the way. But this was the question with Epstein, right? This was the question about the island. It was never solely about Epstein himself. It was always about the clients. Who were the clients? What was on those tapes that nobody can seem to locate, that no one's found?
I was gonna say, the only tapes records in the world sealed, that are never leaked. No,
right. Records were sealed after the case of Ghislaine Maxwell. That wasn't a case. That was a cover up. That was a cover up. She goes down and nobody ever speaks of Epstein again. Yep. Meanwhile, don't believe for a second that that operation hasn't picked up and moved on and found some other Epstein to conduct. And it's very obvious what was going on. This was a high level blackmail operation.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump over to this story real quick too, because it's in line with this. Matt Walsh wrote a book called Johnny the Walrus. It's a kid's book where a kid wants to be a walrus and his mom lets him, and then life sucks. And then he decides, I'm not really a walrus. Amazon has pulled all ads for Johnny the Walrus, claiming it's not appropriate. They've also removed it from the children's category and labeled it political commentary. They can't take the book down because it doesn't violate their rules. So instead, they'll pull these tricks. Groomers. They're groomers.
Yep.
The Amazonians?
Yeah. There's that meme going around where it shows the Mickey Mouse Kateers or whatever, Mickey Mouse Club, and then how they've all grown up, or like Miley Cyrus. They all become overtly sexualized and like...
Wasn't Ariana Grande, wasn't she, I think she was, not a Mouseketeer, but she was on
Disney. On like, Disney like, show. Yeah, Miley Cyrus was on Disney. So when Matt Walsh makes a book for kids, and it's like, just, it's literally for kids, they say it's political commentary, and you can't put it up.
What, they think that's like a transgender story?
Well, it is.
I mean,
point of it is that the kid thinks he's a walrus, but he's not, so he decides to just move on with his life, right?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you made a book that explained how to be trans, they'd put it up. They have no problem with that.
Anti-racist baby.
Right.
Yep.
You know, if you go into any bookstore, what's the first thing you see? Is you see that table. And you know exactly what table I mean. Right. You go to this table and it's children's books with every author, their last name is either a Biden or an Obama or a Harris now, or a Clinton, you know, like Chelsea. And it's some of the most political stuff you've ever seen, right? And those ones, they are some of the most heavily promoted books, not even just to kids. They're promoted to adults. And you'll never see an issue with that. Johnny the Walrus, or Ashley St. Clair also had a book that was similar to this. It was called Elephants Can't Fly. It was about an elephant who wanted to be a bird, right? And same token, obviously not political. Those are the books that get censored.
You see the Kamala Harris My Little Golden Book?
Gross.
There's a Dr. Fauci one.
Oh,
My
no.
Little Golden Book.
RBG.
Woo! I can't wait until people start bringing up RBG statements on race.
Oh,
have you noticed that? Like, yeah. Have you noticed that? Like, no, that. So there's this whole like, you know, cult of personality around RBG for the left, and nobody has ever wanted to confront all of her like long, long history of comments about African Americans and the fact that she wouldn't hire them as her clerks, et cetera, et cetera. And because it's because there's this whole, you know, in pro wrestling, you call it this push. There's this huge push behind her. So you can't actually question any of the record. But the minute that somebody starts, you know, kind of like Sean King, where you at, buddy? You know, you got plenty of time to talk about me, but why don't you get into this one?
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to make RBG the heel?
Well, no, it's just at some point, someone, it will eventually come. It's just like a bomb that's waiting to go
Margaret
off.
Sanger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should talk about Margaret Sanger for sure.
Well, I'm looking at Matt Walsh's book. It's got 1,189 ratings. It's got a 96%.
People love it.
5-star. It's the most highly rated thing I've ever seen on Amazon. It's probably a bunch of his fans that are liking it just because they like Matt, I guess.
They removed it from search?
Yeah, I don't see it.
Well, no, scroll up. I thought I saw it.
No.
That's
another
other
walrus.
Book, yeah.
Oh, no, that's Walrus Johnny. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Downranked it.
So there's Walrus Johnny comes up by Azad Khan, which came out March 4th. So we should look up when did Walsh's book come out, because this is clearly a, it's like when a mockumentary comes out.
I think it came out before that.
Yeah, you can't even search for it.
So you can't even pull that up. I looked
Johnny the Walrus and it's the first thing that came up.
Oh, interesting.
You looked it up on Amazon
search? On Amazon. I did it on both. I did it on the website on Brave search first, and then I went to Amazon.
Published March 29.
Oh, okay.
Johnny the Walrus by Matt Walsh.
It's been out for a day.
And they removed it. It was like, was it number one?
I think so, yeah.
This book just, oh, it came out. Oh, it came out just yesterday.
That doesn't sound right.
Number one bestseller in books? All books?
Yeah.
Can you click that where it says books?
Where does it say that?
In books.
Right there. Number one bestseller in books. So click where it says books.
Yeah.
And then this should show you.
Yep.
Hey.
Johnny the Walrus.
Number one on all, that's all of Amazon.
Wow. Does it overtly compare? Does it mention transgenders?
Not at all.
So Wikipedia is, you know, one of the worst, most, yes.
Oh,
it compares being transgender to pretending to be a walrus.
Doesn't say a damn thing about being
bestseller. So if you just search in books, I guess it was in Kindle.
I think the
number one on all of Amazon right now.
It's about a kid that's struggling with identity, basically.
Right. He wants to be a walrus.
Imaginative, yeah.
Don't we have one of these?
I think so.
A walrus?
No, the book.
Yeah, the walrus. Yeah. No, we have the book somewhere.
I don't have anything to say.
We don't have the book. I thought he gave us one.
You know what we used to do back when we didn't have video games or TV or the internet, and they'd be like, go outside and play. We'd play a game called Adventure, where we would just run around and pretend like stuff was happening. Run! Dive! He's coming in! Look out! There's two guys! Yep. And then you'd be like, pretend like you have guns. You pretend like you're a character.
My son is three, and he does that all day long.
That's how I became an actor. I'm like, oh, you can actually make a career out of this kind of entertainment. I entertain my brother, you know? He'd be with me and be
written by best-selling children's author Matt Walsh.
That's right.
Well, he literally is a best-selling children's author.
I know.
That's what's amazing.
Smooth motherfucker.
Thanks to the censorship, he's now number one on all of Amazon. So he actually should thank them for this, because that clearly drove sales.
Daily Wire, man, those guys are killing it. They're mocking the system.
Hot streak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely on a hot streak.
I mean, the billboard we did was...
Because Jeremy threw down some on that, right?
It was facilitated by the Daily Wire.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, he tweeted about it. He said, we'll figure out how to get it. We already have the billboard, so let's see if we can do something. And so they basically just swapped it in.
Oh, so they already had the billboard going.
They had the Jeremy's Razors billboard. And he was like, we've already got it. Let's throw it in.
Just throw it out.
Yeah, so they helped make it happen, you know. And I told him, I was like, you guys we can put Tim Cass in the Daily Wire on. He's like, no, it's your idea. Like, we can make it happen, but it was your idea to do it. So you get the credit for it. And also, I'm like, got to give a shout out to Jeremy and the Daily Wire crew for helping make that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good example of being super successful, but then still working with other people. Like, they're not a silo. That organization feels kind of open and grassroots.
Yeah.
Working with Daily Wire.
I think we're winning. You know, I think freedom is winning. I think
string by string.
So there's a multicultural democracy and a constitutional republic. Within the constitutional republic, you have left and right. You have, I would consider myself, I guess, what they're calling post-liberal. You know, voted Democrat in the past. Now it's like, I don't know about that. The woke, they're authoritarians. They want a multicultural democracy. I don't believe in that. I believe in the constitutional republic. So we could disagree, but that's the new left and right, I guess. That multicultural democracy thing they're building, it's dying. The war is not over.
Yeah, save it for role-playing games.
The war is not over. But many a battle has been fought and won in this past week or so.
Well, I think it was expedited by an overplaying of hands. Mm. You know, I think in the last few years it went from being kind of undercover to being overt and admitted. And turned activists out of people who didn't think they really cared until they started to see what was happening.
I'll say something that, you know, and I don't know how my followers would take this, but, and I say it from a place of love, but having Trump kind of off the playing field right now actually helps this effort. And I'll tell you why. Because when he was there as president, he became a scapegoat for everything, mm-hmm. right? So no matter what was wrong, they say it was Trump's fault. No matter what's going on, it's not Trump's fault. He stepped out. He's down in Mar-a-Lago. He's holding events. He's out having rallies. But things are getting worse, and people are starting to realize who it was that was actually causing the problems all along.
BlackRock.
Yes.
Do you know what the biggest irony would be? If he does run, if he gets elected, which there's a decent chance that happens.
He's definitely running.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What if the election he thought he got cheated out of gave him 4 years to regroup and become far more effective at what he wants to do than
Interregnum.
He would have been? With 4 years to look back and look ahead and to ferret out the people that weren't really on his side.
Oh, guys, Cheryl's going dark MAGA on us.
I'm saying
her eyes are glowing.
I'm saying this whole thing could backfire on the ones who helped make certain he wasn't there this 4 years by giving him a break to regroup and be again more effective to the things he wants to do if he finds himself.
Well,
back.
I think you look at DeSantis right now, and that's he's showing the new playbook, right? Mm. So you take that playbook and then you apply it on the national level.
I'm concerned one of Trump's, I feel like, shortcomings was he's a big advocate of the art of war. He's talked about it, but do not disturb your enemy when they're making a mistake. You kind of pointed out him not being here is preventing him from tripping over his own words when someone else, like if Biden makes a mistake now, everyone just sits and watches Biden. But if Trump was there, he'd be like, everyone, he made a mistake. Look at me. I'm going to tell you how he's an idiot. And you're like, geez, he's
that's kind of the catch-22, though, isn't it?
He is sending out all those emails.
But it's not on Twitter. Yeah, it's not in my face, though.
I get what you're saying. That is the catch-22, right? That, like, it's better for the movement to have Biden in office, but Biden, you have to have Biden in office to do that.
I know what people say about Trump being bad for himself on Twitter, but I wonder if that's the case because...
Like, you wouldn't have the spotlight. That's
if Twitter was really so bad for Trump, they wouldn't have wanted him banned on Twitter. So there must have been a calculus that it really wasn't as bad as everybody made it out to be.
And that's Vijaya. That was Vijaya.
Or they would have let him stay.
She's the one who made the call to censor the Hunter Biden laptop and the call to censor Trump. And yet, if you criticize her, the Washington Post, who she is a multimillionaire many times over, but if you criticize her, the Washington Post will say that that is harassment.
Yep. Do you see that NewsGuard now lists the Daily Beast as fake news?
I did see that.
What?
I sent a message to Libby Emmons over
like,
at Postmillennial.
We're just talking about
them today. Because
Postmillennial
is now certified higher.
I CC'd her.
Than...
Hell yeah.
Take a look at this. The Daily Beast. This is a mainstream corporate press. And up here on the top, you can see
Barry Diller.
NewsGuard says proceed with caution.
Shit. Yeah.
Fails to adhere to several basic standards. And you know what the biggest issue was? All of their reporting on Kyle Rittenhouse was wrong. And they refused to correct it even to this day.
That's right.
Yep.
So NewsGuard's like, you're fake news. We can't use Daily Beast articles anymore in TimCast because they're fake news. Yeah, we're winning. We can talk about all the weird, creepy bullshit in Hollywood and all that stuff. It's dark stuff. We got to talk about it. We got to shine a light on it. Mm. And we're gonna win this culture war. We're gonna shut down these motherfuckers. Let's go to stop these evil people and call them out.
LFG.
Yeah, we'll be able to upcycle the coal and start making graphene out of it.
Don't worry. All right, that too.
Yeah, all the people that think they might be losing their jobs out of this, there's gonna be more for you in the future.
It's
gonna be 2032. And, you know, all of the culture warriors for personal responsibility, liberty, and the American way are like, we've taken the hill and we're all standing proud. And, like, the left is fleeing. You've got people standing up. They're holding up, you know, the Bible and explaining their views. And you've got people who are tolerant of these conversations. Then you have people arguing back and there's a peaceful conversation. And then there's people saying the free speech is the greatest thing. And then Ian's just sitting in the back and he's making graphene on top of the hill.
Mm-hmm. What was it? What was that meme? There was a meme about this. It's like Joe Rogan is the president and Alex Jones becomes the head of the CDC.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. All right, guys. Cheryl, thanks for hanging out.
Appreciate it.
Hope your voice gets better soon. We'll have you back as soon as you can.
Thank you.
Yeah. It will. It definitely
hey, I'm
will.
Just up the street, one turkey crossing away.
Hey.
I saw a turkey on the way over.
Oh, nice. We got turkeys in the yard
in
all
the
time.
Road, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Turkey cam. Hanging, Jack. Turkey cam. Always a pleasure.
Yep. And Lydia, Ian, as always.
Hell yeah.
Everybody who is a member making this possible, thanks for helping make the billboard happen because we couldn't do it without you and making these shows happen. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you all next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.